Hello, you've reached Dial a Story at the Washington County Public Library. Today, a selection of poems from When We Were Very Young by A.A. Milne, with pictures by Rosemary Wells, read by Rick McVeigh. In accordance with copyright, all rights reserved. Rice Pudding. What is the matter with Mary Jane? She's crying with all her might and main, and she won't eat her dinner. Rice pudding again. What is the matter with Mary Jane? What is the matter with Mary Jane? I've promised her dolls and a daisy chain and a book about animals, all in vain. What is the matter with Mary Jane? What is the matter with Mary Jane? I've promised her sweets and a ride in the train, and I've begged her to stop for a bit and explain. What is the matter with Mary Jane? What is the matter with Mary Jane? She's perfectly well, and she hasn't a pain, and it's lovely rice pudding for dinner again. What is the matter with Mary Jane? Lines and Squares. Whenever I walk in a London street, I'm ever so careful to watch my feet, and I keep in the squares and the masses of bears who wait at the corners all ready to eat. The sillies who tread on the lines of the street go back to their lairs, and I say to them, "Bears, just look how I'm walking in all of the squares." And the little bears growl to each other, "He's mine, as soon as he's silly and steps on a line." And some of the bigger bears try to pretend that they came round the corner to look for a friend, and they try to pretend that nobody cares whether you walk on the lines or squares. But only the sillies believe their talk. It's ever so important how you walk, and it's ever so jolly to call out, "Bears, just watch me walking in all the squares." Halfway down. Halfway down the stairs is a stair where I sit. There isn't any other stair quite like it. I'm not at the bottom. I'm not at the top. So this is the stair where I always stop. Halfway up the stairs isn't up and isn't down. It isn't in the nursery. It isn't in the town. And all sorts of funny thoughts run round my head. It isn't really anywhere. It's somewhere else instead. The Three Foxes. Once upon a time, there were three little foxes who didn't wear stockings and they didn't wear socks, but they all had handkerchiefs to blow their noses, and they kept their handkerchiefs in cardboard boxes. They lived in the forest in three little houses, and they didn't wear coats, and they didn't wear trousers. They ran through the woods on their little bear tootsies, and they played touch last with a family of mouses. They went to a fair, and they all won prizes, 3 plum puddings and 3 mince pieses. They rode on elephants and swang on swingses. They hit 3 coconuts with coconut shizes. That's all that I know of the three little foxes who kept their handkerchiefs in cardboard boxes. They lived in the forest in three little houses, but they didn't wear coats, and they didn't wear trousers, and they didn't wear stockings, and they didn't wear socks. Puppy and I met a horse as I went walking. We got talking, horse and I. "Where are you going to, horse, today?" I said to the horse as he went by.
"Down to the village to get some hay. Will you come with me?"
"No, not I." I met some rabbits as I went walking. We got talking, rabbits and I. "Where are you going in your brown fur coats?" I said to the rabbits as they went by.
"Down to the village to get some oats. Will you come with us?"
"No, not I." I met a puppy as I went walking. We got talking, puppy and I. "Where are you going this nice fine day?" I said to the puppy as he went by.
"Up the hills to roll and play."
"I'll come with you, puppy," said I.
Buckingham Palace. They're changing guard at Buckingham Palace. Christopher Robin went down with Alice. Alice is marrying one of the guard.
"A soldier's life is terrible hard," says Alice.
They're changing guard at Buckingham Palace. Christopher Robin went down with Alice. We saw a guard in a sentry box.
"One of the sergeants looks after their socks," says Alice.
They're changing guard at Buckingham Palace. Christopher Robin went down with Alice. They've got big parties inside the grounds.
"I wouldn't be king for 100 pounds, says Alice.
They're changing guard at Buckingham Palace. Christopher Robin went down with Alice. A face looked out, but it wasn't the king's.
"He's much too busy assigning things," says Alice.
They're changing guard at Buckingham Palace.
Christopher Robin went down with Alice.
Do you think the king knows all about me?
Sure to, dear, but it's time for tea,
says Alice. Jonathan Joe. Jonathan Joe has a mouth like an O and a wheelbarrow full of surprises. If you ask for a bat or for something like that, he has got it, whatever the size is. If you're wanting a ball, it's no trouble at all. Why, the more that you ask for, the merrier. Like a hoop and a top and a watch that won't stop and some sweets and an Aberdeen Terrier. Jonathan Joe has a mouth like an O, but this is what makes him so funny. If you give him a smile only once in a while, then he never expects any money.